I cannot explain what I just saw. Chance, why don't you take a crack at explaining for our listeners at home?
There's a man on crutches. He's scowling at me. Mm-hmm. He's looking at me. He's making intense eye contact. And he's on his tippy toes, and he's now thrusting.
Welcome to URL, a show all about the internet and the URLs that you're looking at every day. I'm your host, Courtney Miller, and here's your co-host, Chance McCrary. Oh. Chance McCrary. Wow, no moan. Okay. It's the first time he hasn't moaned after hearing his own name.
Oh.
Why'd you say it like that?
You autosexual freak. And today, our amazing, amazing guest is Mac Does It, baby.
If you amazing guest.
Mm. Almost said host. You're a host too. If you've been watching Smosh for a while and you haven't seen Mac Does It, I would be genuinely surprised. You may as well be one of our co-hosts at this point. Honestly, you've been on everything. We actually have something for you today that we've promised you for a long time.
Oh. What is it? Oh my god!
It is. Finally, Mac Does It is beholden to the Smeegot. You have been on everything. Is that a fake Oscar with a piece of tape that says Smeegot?
With a piece of tape.
This is what you've been waiting
for.
At
Smosh, you know?
It's been how long since we said you should get that?
Months.
And this is what we were cooking on. We were brewing this up.
I've been waiting. I've been anticipating.
Where's it gonna go?
Ooh, no. So many places it can go.
So many places.
The trash.
Hey! We spent a long time on that.
I think that's actually where we found it. So maybe.
But I do have a little like trophy shelf because if you don't know, I'm an award-winning YouTuber.
Ooh.
Multiple.
What's your favorite
multi,
one?
As in like two.
Multi-award-winning.
Multi-award-winning.
That's on the resume.
I won the Shorty Award for Best YouTube Comedian in like 2018,
amazing.
2019. I forget.
Amazing, a Shorty. And that's your favorite one?
Shorty, yeah.
Not the Smeegot.
Oh, yeah. The Smeegot's obviously my favorite.
The Trash Award?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
A good door stopper.
The Shorty is really cute, though. It is like whale tail. Mm-hmm. I got a whale tail right now.
What that mean?
You don't know what a whale tail is?
No.
It was very like 2000s.
I wasn't alive then.
Fashion trend. When were you born?
2001.
Oh, 9/11?
I'm not saying they're correlated, but...
A whale tail is when... I sometimes have it happens to me on accident, and I'll be like, whoa, slay.
What is whale tail?
It's when your jeans are a little bit, or your pants are a little bit low, and if you're wearing a thong...
Your thong is up, like a whale tail.
The G-string...
Do you own a thong?
...shows... Computer, Google up a whale tail, please.
I don't even own a jockstrap.
That's not what I was talking about.
That's like a gay taboo.
I know. I don't think they're sexy. Like, I'm like, whatever.
Show the back.
I gotta go.
Show it from the back.
Show it from the back.
Show it from the back.
Oh, okay. These are horrible. Okay, that's a decent one.
Hey, girl.
Whale tail. And that's very much a 2000s picture, you know?
Yeah, you know, well. We're on the Smosh Wi-Fi, so there's a lot of blocks. There's a lot of blockages. Mm-hmm. It doesn't let you look at stuff or it flags it,
true?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure if you're on the Wi-Fi and Google some crazy shit.
Damn,
like how to make
I still
a bomb.
Have a job here? Just kidding.
Do I just like hold this the entire episode?
Oh, no, you can put it right here if you want.
You can sit.
Shoulder.
Oh, that's cute.
Right here.
Where do we, what do we do? What would you guys like?
Yeah.
Behind the camera. Congratulations on the Smeegot officially. Is this what the actual official Smeegot looks for everybody that we give it to?
I think this is the first that we've given.
What the hell?
We gave one to Baby No Money, but it was like a piece of paper.
Oh, so you got...
Hey,
you got
at least you know that.
I got a physical one.
You got a physical.
Oh, that's right.
I will say, under Smeegot, it says best mother.
You want to look?
Is that fair?
Yeah, all encompassing. Yeah. I do mother a lot on YouTube. You know?
Yes, you
how do.
You
mean, how do you mean?
Some may say all these bitches are my sons. You know?
Yes.
I've been doing this for quite a while. You know.
Yes, the mother of YouTube. And so when you look at it, it's like it says Smeegot, but then you hear mother underneath. I like that.
That's beautiful.
I wonder if we get do we get anything for being in every Smosh video?
Paid.
Tea.
And I'm gonna
that's actually you ate with that.
And
you
I'm
ate with
shut
that.
My damn mouth.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna shut my damn computer. Yeah. Shut my mouth, please.
Computer, shut this woman up.
Come shut this dumbass bitch up. Computer, shut this dumb bitch up. Okay, so
oh my god,
we are talking about you've been mothering on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But what started your internet life? You know, like what were you, like what were the websites that were inspiring you in the beginning that were getting you excited?
I don't know if it exists anymore. Do you remember Funny or Die?
Oh my God, yeah.
That's the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, like before like YouTube, that was like the website I would go to.
What was your, what's some like vivid stuff off of Funny or Die that you remember?
It was Funny or Die and College Humor. I'm like blending them both together right now in my head because the first thing that came up to my in my mind was College Humor used to do Olsen twins, like Kate Olsen, Mary Kate Olsen, the entire sketch and all that stuff. A lot of College Humor stuff.
It was like sketch comedy was the vibe.
The vibe.
I love it.
Funny boy.
Have you worked with Dropout?
No.
You should.
I wanted to.
That's College Humor.
I tweeted out saying like, I want to work with them one day. And they liked my tweet. Then nothing happened. So Dropout, if you're watching.
Computer, tell Dropout to reach out to
Mac. Computer.
In high school, someone had an iTouch and there was like a Funny or Die app where they could just like see me.
What the hell is an iTouch?
Don't do this to me, James.
He wasn't born yet.
Honestly, iTouch, there's so many old Apple products that probably would hit harder now because you can eliminate the phone of it all or whatever. But iTouch was like, it, to those who don't know, literally,
so
genuinely.
Right. I'd love to bring up the iFish again.
iFish, you freaking weirdo.
I love talking about this.
There's iFish and then there's iTurtle.
No.
Yeah, there's a turtle.
You're lying.
You love turtles.
I love turtles. Are you kidding me?
Turtle.
Wow. I wish I could see it again.
Okay, I'm going to need one of these.
2008.
Oh my God, I need one immediately.
They're so hard to get. It's so hard to get like untouched. Like if you try to get like one in its package, it's like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'll pay for it.
Oh my God, those are so cute too. I never had any of these. I think I got...
Oh my God, I want the iTurtle so bad. You're joking.
Wow, it's little head.
Little head bobs, yeah.
That's so cute.
You had one?
No, I have the iDog. I feel like the iTurtle lived like for like a couple months.
That's ironic.
I love like what made an
ironic.
Do you think they have the ironic? Do you think they make that? I wonder who decided like turtle was the animal that they were going to use. You know, mm-hmm. I love that there's just like a whole big building of people in suits or turtlenecks or whatever, and they're going, "What should we do, a turtle or a dog?"
Because robot pets. I did a whole video about this. We can talk about this all the time. But robot pets were like a big trend in like 2005.
Yes.
Specifically
the for reals.
Yeah, out of the Japanese market. It was very much a big thing from there.
The like, I remember I wanted that little pet dinosaur one, the little raptor that could like move its neck and walk around. I wanted that so bad.
Oh, I remember that. Oh my God.
I wanted him to be my friend.
I remember that.
So
I remember
bad.
Those commercials.
That is bringing me back. That is
video
crazy.
Idea right here in front like, of my face.
Like, I in my mind, before I like knew what AI was, I wanted this dinosaur to be my friend and be
now
a
they have
real
that.
Pet.
Now
I
they
know.
Have that. The droid that they brought on stage at the Disney conference.
Oh, is that Olaf? How Olaf is like fully a robot now?
Olaf is too.
Yeah, Olaf's a robot.
Fully
yeah,
but
a
they robot. Made like a Star Wars droid and they brought it on stage and he like... walks around and thinks and does shit.
Oh, no. Speaking of Disneyland, have you seen the robotic Walt Disney? The new, like, live?
The new animatronic? Like,
animatronic Walt Disney?
No.
It's scary.
They're it's wild.
Terrifying. It walks. It will get out of his chair and walk forward.
Okay.
Forward.
And, like, talk to you. Yeah, it's, like,
how
terrifying.
Long?
When
how
he did
long?
That, I screamed.
What happens if we put...
What?
If you program an AI consciousness to think it's Walt Disney and then put it in a Walt Disney body.
That's weird.
What I happens
think
he's gonna
then? Just get a bunch of shit wrong. He's going to stay at the wrong zodiac sign. I don't know. Literally,
you know what it reminds me of?
It's going to be
okay,
shit
it
wrong.
Reminds me of the Santa Claus 2 when there's the fake Santa Claus. He's like, I'm Santa Claus.
Yes, yes. Okay, because Eddie Burback talked about this where he decided to, there was some weird AI personality chat thing where there was somebody selling that you could talk to Eddie Burback AI chat. Mm-hmm. So Eddie Burback decided to talk to himself and ask a bunch of questions and it was saying a bunch of wrong shit.
I have those. The character AIs, there's a few character AIs of me as well.
What?
Have you talked to them?
I've tried to and they...
What do you mean?
They're
what
like,
do you, mean? What
you
mean?
Seem
there's a few.
Familiar.
There's a
they
handful
download,
of them.
Wait.
I don't even know. They,
like,
they're
without
kind of,
your consent?
I don't even know. But they've programmed them to be like drag queens. So whenever you talk to them, like, yes, mama hunty. Ooh. Like, get it together, girl. House down. I'm like, okay.
House
yeah,
down.
That's how I talk.
They, and so they just did that of you without talking to you?
How do they? What do you mean they did that of you?
I don't even know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how
I don't know either.
I don't know if it's just a prompt or if they like download a video or something.
It's
I don't
like
know what goes on.
A lot of prompts. Like if you see, there's these people who like make their AI chat boyfriend or whatever. And it's like, it's not like someone that they met and happened to get to know. It's someone that they programmed with like, some people that are sharing on Reddits all these prompts to like fine tune a boyfriend. in AI.
What?
So it's extensive. So maybe, and there's people who have jobs, so it's like their job is inputting and prompting AI. And so they are probably, if they're doing one of you, inputting all of your videos and maybe
my quirks and all
and
that
then
stuff.
Assuming things so about you.
Apparently a drag queen.
Speech patterns and blah, and your vernacular.
I don't
and-
know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're necessarily, some of them don't, it's not that you're hearing it, but they're saying stuff, right? Is it,
yeah.
It's not your voice.
It's not my voice. It's just
they
saying.
They can't,
it's
that's illegal.
A chat bot that's supposed to be a characterized around me.
Yeah, so weird. I wonder if there's any of us.
That makes me scared and I don't want to look.
It feels very intrusive.
Yeah.
It probably is if you search them.
That's terrifying.
I don't want that.
I do not want that. But yeah, Eddie was like, they get shit wrong. They're just saying it confidently. And like, I don't know if you guys have experienced this where you're trying to figure something out on a website. Like, oh, I need to change the setting and it's not letting me. And so you'll click help and then it'll let you do a chat. And I'll be like, how do I do this? And then it'll tell you step by step what to do. And the steps that they're saying do not exist.
Yeah,
they'll be like,
yeah.
Click this button, adjust this. It's like, that button isn't real. You made
yes.
that up. And
yes.
you're supposed to be helping me. You're supposed
especially
to be the expert.
Like the Google AI, it's like specifically come, they don't have a way to verify sources. So the AI would just say whatever.
Right.
It's
literally be saying kind of crazy shit. And I'm not even searching. I'm not even looking for you to say anything. Actually, I was going for a Google search.
Right.
I actually wasn't asking you anything. Right. Why are you piping up?
Pipe down.
Pipe down.
Computer, shut this bitch.
Yeah. Computer, shut off. Computer, shut down.
Computer, be quiet. We've talked a lot about Tumblr on this. Do you have any Tumblr tags? What were you? Because you were on Tumblr too.
I was a Tumblr girly. In my first... I'm kind of telling on myself right now. But in my first era, like when I first started doing YouTube, I would specifically search up Dan and Phil and like Tyler Oakley fan accounts. And I would message them being like, I'm also a YouTuber.
No
I'm also
way.
A YouTuber. Please check out my channel, please. Yeah.
That's smart.
Wow.
You knew your audience.
I was like, if I get the fangirls, everyone will love me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
look,
I love
I am.
It.
Here I am, you know, on Smosh,
you
know.
You made it. You're doing well. You're doing well.
Yeah.
But honestly, you knowing your audience and marketing for yourself, not a bad idea. Hey.
Little teenage me, yeah.
I had a lot of fan accounts that I followed too. It was a lot of One Direction fan accounts. And so, but even back then, you were like, you were a creator still too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more about before you were a creator and when you were just a consumer. Of the internet. Yeah. So Funny or Die is probably one of those.
Funny or Die was a Tumblr girl. My Tumblr was very aesthetic forward. I love like photography. And
me
all
too.
That black and white photos.
You were black and white?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Black and white Tumblr.
I was like color coordinating. I would be scrolling forever and I would like. And then I would go back and reblog in a way that the colors like matched.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was very proud of it. Mm-hmm. None of the artwork was mine. But
none of the
artwork
was mine, yeah, but the aesthetic, you know.
How I arranged
it. I curated,
it.
You know, we were curators.
Yes, we were. And look at us now. You're
Smosh.
And you're, yeah, on Smosh. In it. You got a Smeegot. You're, because you still edit all your videos, mm-hmm. right? Because you have a very specific style.
Very stubborn style, I'll say.
Yeah.
I like, YouTube has described my editing style as whimsy.
Oh.
Whimsical. And so a very whimsical, I guess, poppy type of editing style that I do. Mm. I feel like a lot of people do nowadays, but I just like having control of my content. So I still edit my own stuff.
Is there a video that you have that you're like, okay, I maybe went a little too far with that one, with the style, with the cuts and the hyper, anything?
I would say there was an era on YouTube where I did a lot, because I used to watch a lot of, you know, YouTube poop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched a lot of that. And so there was an era on my channel where I kind of reflected a lot of that. So it was a lot of like, sharp, like
funny.
Repeat cuts over and over again, very like flash edits. And I feel like that was the point. I think between the ages of 18 to 20
mm-hmm.
was the era. I was like, I was being a little bit too much, but I enjoyed it.
Just going, yeah, you're having fun. I feel like there was a recent season where RuPaul tried to YouTube poopify one of his challenges in the edit.
Oh, yes, I know exactly. Yeah, it was like a soap opera episode or something. Yeah.
And it was like, this is too far. Stop. Too online. Get out of here. Were you on Tumblr? I can't remember if you said that you've been on Tumblr. You weren't on Tumblr.
I don't even know what Tumblr is.
Oh, it was. So this is how I've described Tumblr. Let me know if you agree. I'm very curious. I used to declare Tumblr was clean Reddit, like organized Reddit.
Yeah, it was very organized blogging in okay. situation. Yeah.
Like where people had talked about stuff, but it
you
wasn't
had a page,
as.
Like
yeah.
A profile.
It was like clean Reddit, but horny Pinterest.
Very horny Pinterest.
Yeah.
Lots of sexual GIFs.
Oh, on Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess I would say that I used to say that a lot before I fully knew what Reddit was. And now I know more about what Reddit is. Yeah. So, but I still think Tumblr was less overwhelming and less scary and more horny.
More horny, yeah.
More horny. You tried to post a performance art video.
What is that?
Tell me about this.
It's still there. It's not doing that well. But I love art.
Yes.
Surprise.
Get him.
What?
We got him.
I am a big, I'm not a big art hoe, but I've always, my favorite thing is going to art museums.
Yes, because I want to hear about this because, you know, it's nice when you can post content that you're genuinely excited about, but sometimes it doesn't land.
What was the idea of the performance art?
I just wanted to like kind of, I like revealing or like showcasing things in my life or like things that just haunt my mind on my channel. And performance art is very much a thing that I've always been very interested in because it's so out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And so I just made entire videos like trying to tell people like this exists, but it's also like these people make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of them that reach a certain level are like doing these like, have you ever seen a video of like Butter Dance?
Of course.
The Butter Dance of performance art video.
I've never seen
that. Never mind, I'll find
someone like you. A girl is dancing to Someone Like You by Adele
okay.
on top of a gigantic slab of like multiple things of butter.
I have done the butter dance.
Yeah.
I have done the butter dance like 5 or 6 times in my life.
What? You've done
dress,
this 5 or 6 times?
In a dress, yeah, she's like, dancing on.
Wait, yes, you gotta watch. She like falls.
She's just towing the line right now. Oh.
You gotta stay up.
Oh, she's doing amazing, sweetie. The quads.
Oh, yeah. Stay up.
She's in high heels, slip and slide.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
And you gotta get back up.
Mama.
And the butter's kind of a cushion in a way. If you
but yeah, this I did a video about this because then I went more into this woman specifically because she's done like other performance arts.
Wow.
She's done, like, a thing like in a room full of coal and all that stuff, you know? And she's had like, she's been sponsored by like large sponsors like Vogue or like that fancy champagne company, I forgot what they're called.
Dom Perignon?
No.
Oh. Vouv?
Moet? Or
Moet.
Yeah, Moet. Moet.
Yeah, like, she's been sponsored by them. Like, she, like, you know, these people get big names to really support them dancing on butter.
I had no idea because I see this and I'm like, oh, it's a funny video and I move on. I don't think about this person ever again. But to know that she, like, she's made a whole career out of stuff like this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so there's other people like this that you covered in your video.
Like there was that, I think another viral one was, it's like this weird ballet where a guy has like a pole on his
pee-pee?
Pelvis, yeah, and he's like banging
oh
again.
Oh my God, yes.
I have seen this.
This is supposed to get you to
called,
think, you know?
What is this called? Theater of Cruelty?
Oh yeah, this is Theater of Cruelty.
Theater of Cruelty.
Yeah. This is terrifying. And he knows it. Look at him.
He wants it to be terrifying.
I do remember this.
Yep.
And it's, you know, there's so much symbolism to this.
Exactly.
Oh, and people are here. He rung the bell.
Like, please don't.
I'm so scared. I'm so fucking scared right now. Whoa.
Like, you don't have to.
What are we seeing right now, y'all?
Nicole is asking us what we're seeing right now, and I really
and it's hard to describe.
Someone's playing it like a saxophone.
Someone's deep throating a cane.
Oh, it's an instrument.
Oh, it's like, oh yeah.
I kind of want one of those
performance art. You know,
what if I had one of those on the show?
Oh my God, yes, yes. I cannot explain what I just saw. Chance, why don't you take a crack at explaining to our listeners at home?
There's a man on crutches.
Who's using
his arms to get towards a rack.
Like a,
he has
like
a pole
rack
on his penis. He's scowling at me. Mm-hmm. He's looking at me. He's making intense eye contact. And he's on his tippy toes. And he's now thrusting his body to make the pole on his penis hit.
Summoning another man.
Another man with a tutu
over
his eyes.
In fact, ready.
The man has a cane and harness
he, like
underwear,
a little, but doesn't. And the other guy now is holding on to the rack, and this guy is. Not-
he has like a tutu on his head.
Maybe this
he's
is
taking the cane, and he's caressing the cane. He's flipped the cane over
romantically.
His mouth is open. He's putting the head of the cane into his mouth. The cane is not a cane, it is a flute.
And that's art.
And that is art.
And that is art. I love art like that. I love art that just makes you, when you stare at it, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my favorite type
yeah,
of art.
I feel like if a teacher had me watch that and say, write a 600-word essay, I could.
Because anything, it could be
there's
anything.
So much.
It could be interpreted any type of way. And that's why I love that type of stuff.
Okay, and so you made this video and it didn't perform the way you were hoping it would?
No, I mean, people don't really come to me for, I guess, high art. I don't know how to describe it. But I try to make it lighter, being like, oh, if everyone talks about Lady Gaga at the VMAs, that is considered performance art. But then if you go deeper, there's butter dancing and you know, ballet with poles, you know?
I love that.
There's a guy who spent a year handcuffed to another guy for performance art and documented the whole thing.
Or there was a woman that sat at a table for like a month straight.
Or that person who's like, she stood out in the middle of a public area and was like, write whatever you want on me.
That's the same woman, I think, yeah.
Same woman.
And then she also walked the like half of the Great Wall of China with her lover at the same time. And they met up in the middle. And then that was like their final time seeing each other for years.
Are you talking about Maria Abramovich?
Yeah, Maria, yeah.
That's
Maria Abramovich? Wow.
Yeah, she like hadn't seen her like old partner in years. And she did this thing where she sat at a table and like tons and tons of people came through to just sit across from her like this.
There's something with the artist, alive with the artist.
Yeah, and then that same man came during that art installation. They haven't seen each other like 15 years and he sat across from her and she like started to cry.
Yeah, they didn't say a word. They just cried.
They just stared at each other.
Imagine if that performance arts video started with, my partner and I went to a very large 50,000 mile long walk. We're going to walk all the way to the end. And when we get there, you'll never guess what happens next. And then in parentheses, we fucking cry. Wow. That's really cool, though.
It was called like The Artist is Present or something.
Yes.
Yeah. With-
we brought 100,000 people to sit at a table, see which one would make me cry.
I mean, if you think about it, yeah, like those YouTubers are basically performance artists.
I guess
you know?
It is. I guess it is.
In a
just
way.
Like using hundreds of people as cattle for
it's
their
also
video.
Like, there's something to be said for the way we qualify what we're doing.
Qualify?
Like, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on instead of you figuring it out for yourself. Mm. Instead of doing the thing and letting me see it and interpret it the way I want to interpret it, you're going to tell me exactly what you're doing. Just do the thing. Mm-hmm.
But this video, would you do it again? Would you still take another crack at it?
I would love to. I mean, I love diving into, I mean, I'm not an art major or anything. I just like the idea of art. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of pushing and being provocative and making people just like think. And I feel like without art like that, there wouldn't be like the idea of what is normal would have never been pushed to where it is now. You know, we need people dancing on butter to
it's also actively not popular. It's not gonna it's not supposed to be for the masses. It's not supposed to be palatable for everyone. It's supposed to be really hard to look at and really hard to digest.
Yeah.
That's what makes it art.
It's a tough dance when you want to do exactly what you want to do as an artist or on YouTube. Like, my dream would be to just eat food on camera and say nothing. These are the... There's a bit of a delay
Give me a
one.
Fart. The cards.
The cards. It's time for the cards. Hit me with a wild card. Different fart.
Different fart.
Okay.
Second fart.
Okay,
second fart is enter the chat.
We have these verifying questions, verifying just how online you are. So first question here, what has gotten better about the internet recently, in your opinion?
Better?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Have you been online recently?
Unfortunately.
What has gotten better?
No, it's gotten worse. Whatever the Instagram Snapchat thing is that's in the corner of my...
I literally throw it away.
Yeah.
Light it on fire.
What? I can't
get
deal
that
with
little
it.
Loopy little bumper. I'm swiping that thing away.
I think it's because for real, like, it's now obsolete. And I think Instagram is like, let's do that now, you know?
It's so ugly.
Was it for real? Was that?
Yeah.
Be real.
Be real.
2 minutes to post.
Yeah.
I do not care. I do not care about those.
I couldn't care less.
I opened it and I realized people didn't realize that, like, when you tap it, it just sends it.
Yes.
You try. So you'd see people taking like six and not realizing what's happening.
Oh, sorry. The thing was better.
However, we were looking for better.
What's gotten better? Email. You know, it's gotten better to email people. There's suggested prompts now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I can correspond easier on email now. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah.
Do you comment on videos?
I try to. Sometimes I catch myself just like scrolling and not like interacting that much. I'm like, wait a minute, let me show some love to my fellow creators.
Oh, you know? Oh yes.
So I try to, like, but I have moments where I just don't. Specifically on YouTube, because I watch a lot of YouTube on TV nowadays, and like the autoplay. So I'm not really subscribing to people anymore either. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those people, every time I'm like, have you subscribed? Do you know like 28% of you aren't subscribed to this channel that watched this video? You should press the button.
Yeah, I'm in that percent. Do you comment? No.
I like, no.
You're a creature of the night.
I'm a creature of the night.
A girl in the moment.
A lady in
the moment.
I'll like comments though.
You take selfies. I get to see them on Close
Friends. Yes, I take a lot of them. Revealing that you're on my close friend. Oh my God.
Get him.
The secret dropped.
Get up.
Can we see the last selfie you took?
I bet it's a heater.
A heater? I've never heard that, but a lot. I am.
A heater.
A heater?
A heater, is that what you're saying?
That's a heater.
Like a hot one?
Like it's a hot, yeah.
What is the last selfie?
Let me see mine.
What is the last selfie? I'm taking a selfie in a second.
I feel like your phone case could beat up my phone case.
Oh my God.
My minimalistic phone case?
That's minimalistic?
It's minimalistic.
It's giving gong, 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 gong. That's your selfie?
That's my last selfie.
That's my last selfie.
You didn't want that?
Show it a little closer. Can you zoom in?
My skin looks bad because I'm at the gym.
I love it. My
last selfie is a mirror selfie after I was out partying and drinking since like,
I don't know,
12 p.m. and I was back home at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Perfect.
And I look exhausted.
Let me see.
Yes, the brow is furrowed.
Okay. The brow is furrowed. I'm
good. You look good. Oh, mirror selfie in London. Yeah. I was in London in it just a few days ago.
And you were still just in London. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I was just fucking there, mate. Still in it, honestly. Still there.
No accents.
I've been only doing accents. I'm sorry.
No British accents.
No British people allowed.
No more. What's your favorite fandom or fan base online?
Fan base? Ooh.
Other than your amazing, amazing own.
And then my amazing, amazing Dozeters. I don't even have a name.
Dozeters.
Dozeters. I don't know. Mackies.
The Doers.
The Doers. Ooh. My favorite fandom. Online. Ooh. Can I say the Drag Race fans? Because they're insane.
Okay, yes. can you actually tell me about this? Because it's intense.
I feel like it's like reality TV fandoms in general. Just have a lot of people that get very parasocial with the people of the show. And so I think that's what's happening in the fandom. People get very just like attached to these people's like personal lives, what they're doing
that's
outside
so
and all that stuff and how they perform in the show. Because a lot of people, especially drag queens, usually a lot of them nowadays have like a fan base before they even go on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
The fan base thinks they're going to do so well, then they end up like
not doing
the eliminated second, and that fan base is going crazy, you know, and like trying to tear down other queens.
Yes.
It gets very catty and wild. And as a person who's not like that invested in it, it's quite entertaining.
I think it's entertaining too. I'm new to the reality space, like the reality show fandom space. Mm-hmm. And because I watched all of Vanderpump Rules, like, a year ago or so. And I was like, oh, we obviously know who the worst people are, obviously. And then I go online and it's like genuinely all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think you're so right on the parasocialness of like, people are seeing themselves in their characters and nobody's perfect. And some people, you know, really, really identify with the characters on the show. And so I think that's probably part of it too. It's like a personal bias in that way.
Definitely.
That's so interesting. What was the last Wikipedia article you read?
Oh.
There's vertical dramas that are coming out in the world, and they're called Dwanju. It's based. You didn't know that?
Dwanju.
Vertical dramas are based on a Chinese thing called Dwanju, which was they were vertical, like comic books kind of stories that came out per chapter, and you had to pay per chapter, and then became visual soap operas that are now today. But
what was that for? Like, was that for a video?
I literally just came out with a video about it. It's like a world I was just discovering too. Because for the long, you get those ads for those like shows on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they were on TikTok. They were just advertising a show that was like on an account, but it's like a whole different website. And so I like dived more into it. It's just very interesting. It's like, because it's taken over Los Angeles now, but it's created over like 600,000 jobs in China alone.
Oh my God.
And that's why it's growing overseas because of that.
Wow, makes sense. We have a freelance camera operator here who, when they're not filming here, they sometimes go film vertical dramas. And, okay. and they say it's very interesting. It's a very interesting yeah. set life because some of those shows are, they're kooky.
They're very kooky, yeah.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite questions we have here. What are your most used emojis?
Ooh.
Let me see what my new ones are.
Mine is the, you know, the head nodding one? Shaking up and down. Yeah, I do that one as like a very like, sassy or like submissively sassy kind yeah. of way. Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm, subject. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like
let's
that.
See. Oh, I've been using the wizard.
The
oh.
wizard.
Like, I can make that happen. Like, the flick of my staff.
I need to look at what that one looks like. The wizard. Google, show me the wizard.
I used to sparkle a lot, especially when I'm like
yeah.
delivering like, oh, I'm like, I feel depressed. Sparkle, yeah, you know?
Yes. Or no.
Yeah, no, sparkle. No. Yeah.
I have a lot of this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I use the steam one that covers up the face.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You can't see me.
I like that one, too. Okay, okay, good to know.
I'll start using the steam one. That's good. I'll start using that.
No accents!
No accents.
No accents. Okay. Okay, these are...
What a hostile podcast, you know?
It's just, we have rules and we need to stick to them.
Yep, you're right. Mac, can we look at your screen time?
Let's see. Actually,
what are you using?
Where do we go for that? Settings?
Per day.
I went down 78% from last week, guys.
Whoa!
A total of 7 hours and 18 minutes.
Wow. Well, that's the average. I think that's pretty much the average if you're a content creator. And maybe it's down because you were editing so much.
Yeah, I was editing a lot this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were creating stuff for the internet.
I was using it a lot on Tuesday for some reason.
What were you, Chance?
Since like the beginning of May, I have barely been on my phone.
What are your hours?
And I set my things to 30 minutes for TikToks and 30 minutes to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 2 hours and 31 minutes.
Wow.
Well done. I gotta be like 6 hours.
I'm also not answering emails, so.
Well, there you go.
I am.
Okay, what was the app you're using the most, do you know?
Grindr. No, let me see.
Well, our last guest
was 7 hours on Grindr, so. Yeah.
It was a lot of hours. They were in a new city.
Okay. But still a lot. Yeah, all right. Much. Go outside. Go to a bar, mama.
Honestly, imagine who you'd meet.
Imagine it. But it's X. I use X a lot.
What is that?
Elon Musk's app
Twitter.
Now, you know. His,
oh, yeah.
His colonized
Fighter.
App.
Oh, yeah. I got off of there. They were too mean to me on there.
They were too. Yeah, they're very mean. But it's, I mean,
I know what they were talking about a lot of time. I'm like, you have no, where are you?
Yeah, I am an internet filth. So I pretty much find that stuff entertaining when people are just like fighting for no reason online, just arguing about the most simple stuff. On Twitter. And I'm like, what are we doing?
I don't particularly like Twitter either. But when I am on there, it's mostly beautiful, gorgeous Sabrina Carpenter pictures or beautiful, amazing fashion pictures of like old 2000s fashion, actual real photos. Do you get a lot of fashion content on there too?
Specifically for like certain events, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I get fashion in general. I mean, I'm a fashion girl, I guess.
I know, yes.
Surprisingly.
The content has, no, and that's art.
Yeah, that's art.
That
it is art.
Art.
It is art.
Fashion is
I feel like, yeah, fashion is one of the most consumed static forms of art, in my opinion, casually for people, mm-hmm. especially like the Met Gala and all that stuff. People don't realize they're consuming art.
Right.
They do that.
They almost have like blindness to it. So we have a game for you, Mac. This is called Cringe, Cursed, or Camp. When we thought of this game, there's actually a different option, which is cunt, or what has some people call curnt. We're gonna look at some pictures of red carpet looks, daring outfits online, and we're gonna rate them. Cringe, cursed, camp, curnt.
Curnt.
Court.
Court. Shall we begin? Harry Styles, 2019.
Oh.
The pink biker shorts, pilgrim hat combo.
That's cursed.
I think it's so cursed.
Absolutely cursed. I mean, it's giving Blair Witch, you know? It's giving witch.
Yes.
Giving crucible, you know?
It's like
the hat.
It's, yeah. It's like if a Ken doll got stung by a bee down there.
It's kind of cringe for me.
Stung by a bee down there.
It's now cringe because of the hands.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't want to turn away in cringe because it's Harry Styles. He's doing it. He's committing a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But no. You are entitled to deeming it cringe. I think that's why I consider it cursed. You say cursed.
Cursed,
and
yeah.
There's a campiness to it.
There's almost a camp. It's just too, I don't know.
It's too haunted.
His nipples are hidden. It's wild. Okay. Emma Stone 2025. I remember this.
They're popcorn in her hips.
I'm sorry. That smile is making me go camp. It's awesome.
She's having a good time.
It's bringing me joy.
She's enjoying herself. That's camp.
Yeah.
I love it. It is camp because she's making a mess for someone else. I love it. That is camp.
She's leaving a trail.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet with the pink.
The little pink scarf.
Sorry.
And the hat.
Oh, God.
It's like a choker scarf.
Got a lot going on.
I had a cousin who would race like go-karts.
Okay. Like MB2, little go-karts.
Yeah. Mm. And if you can imagine the people that would like be around the track, like watching these competition go-kart races and like taking huge trailers that cost so much money.
Competitive
go-kart racing.
And taking it way too seriously.
This guy is going to be around that track. This guy might be paid as a coach to coach kids go-kart.
Go-kart race.
But trying to seem different with the scarf.
So cringe.
It feels cringe in that it's like he's trying to be something. This is what I think. I'm calling it cringe because it's like, oh, you're trying to be something, but it's not landing.
It's not landing. You're trying to be camp and it's not.
It's giving right. Silver Lake.
Mm.
It is too clean.
Mm-hmm.
To be silver.
Yeah. I think the jacket, it looks like it came straight out of the plastic.
Right, yep. It's never been worn.
Never worn.
This is cringe.
Cringe.
Mm-hmm. Cringe. Sorry, bud.
Okay. Come on.
Curse, but camp.
Now we're looking at real fashion.
This is camp.
You can be honest. We're also like camp. On the street. Like,
I love the twinkle in your glasses.
The twinkle is nice. You can be honest.
Funny. When you approached me during the show with this, I was trying my best not to crack up in front of your face.
Sure.
I was like, what is happening?
Me working security at my own show.
I loved
Which
it.
Is camp.
That's
this is
camp.
So camp.
That's camp.
The big fake muscles is camp.
My producers were like, you're not working security. I was like, I actually am.
Yeah, you're not afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do? Shoot me? They're like, yes.
Yes, well.
Like, that's what we're afraid of.
Oh.
This is a famous moment, isn't it?
A big hat. Yeah. Big
Zendaya
hat.
In the big very... hat. And I didn't realize she was also in a jumpsuit. She had very few pieces of clothing on.
This is crazy. She is the
I've
hat.
I've never
is...
seen the full body. I've only seen
the hat.
The hat.
And the hat is very yes. Yep. But the outfit is a choice.
Yeah, it's a little bit cursed now. Mm-hmm. With the full fit.
I think it's the stance.
Sorry.
Specifically.
I'm going full like what is like that is amazing.
It is Zendaya.
Also Teen
too.
Vogue, like that's great.
Yeah.
A big hat for the Teen Vogue party.
For the Teen Vogue party. Little edge,
little edge.
I can like see all the edits of this, like the spiral and the hypnosis.
Yeah, when the hat got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh! Yes!
Courtney!
I guess it's Courtney.
Okay.
This is very Courtney.
This is very Courtney.
This was at your birthday.
This was at my birthday. Flowers versus Feathers. You were Flowers.
You guys are Joshua Tree? Where?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going camp.
Very camp.
Thank you. That's a that is a picnic basket on my head.
Yeah.
That's why camp.
Thank you. Ooh.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Horse girl to the extreme.
That is a horse head on her body.
Chest.
To the camera now. That is current and camp.
That's very camp.
Jason Momoa.
What?
2022. This is so funny.
What
when it's this, when it's the playing dress up stage of the sleepover,
it's very much it's like he's wearing good.
What is the white
sailor suit? What is happening?
It's like a captain's jacket, I love the jacket.
You like it? Are you gonna go camp for this?
The pajamas underneath was a flop. The shoes and the jacket. If there was literally anything else
the
under
about
there,
the shoulders. I like the jacket though.
Yeah. I kind of like the shoulders
because it has those admirable those little things that the captains have, mm-hmm, the tassels,
tassel things, yeah,
and all those badges.
Going cursed because of the purple.
Yeah, it's pretty cursed. Yeah. It's giving like it reminds me of like Grimace or something. I feel like I'm at a FNAF premiere. It's weird. Cursed. Okay.
Camp.
Big rip. Oh,
jump scare. What a throwback. What's this throwback from? I did a video where I let my viewers dress me, and this was one of the outfits they made me buy.
That's awesome.
That's a great video. They said, you ugly.
It became a meme. I became like a gay meme for over a decade.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, well, this is camp, not cringe. Maybe you felt cringe in the moment, but no, this is camp. Oh. Doja Cat 2021. I never saw this.
Camp.
I never Very saw camp. This.
Look at those. The feet are crazy.
The dogs are curled.
That is crazy.
I never saw this.
Dogs are curled.
She literally... when was Zendaya's hat picture?
2014.
Doja Cat said, "Watch this." Had the big hat.
Oh wow!
Oh my god! It's cursed.
She won too.
It's cursed, but also cursed.
The hat looks like an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives bonus points in my book. Yeah. You know,
those shoes are the craziest things I've ever seen to this day.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I want to grab one of the toes and Wow. Oh, Frank Ocean 2021.
Is that Baby Shrek?
That's one of those it's those realistic babies that you could buy. You could buy like an alien one or a Shrek one. They were an odd time. Yeah, this is cursed as hell. I don't like it. It's out of place. Mm-mm. It's not performance art. It's separate from him. Oh.
Explain.
So it was a bit of a hat on a hat games video.
Okay.
It was branded. We played a cat game dressed as cats with cats.
All right.
So it was a hat on a hat on a hat, honestly.
Okay.
I didn't do my makeup for this one.
Were you playing a game about cats? Wait.
It was a cats mobile game while painted as cats with cats.
Oh, man.
Do you think I look proud in that picture? Do I look confident? Do I look certain of my decisions?
I'm going cringe.
I almost took home two cats that day.
Andrew Lloyd Webber will be so proud.
It's cringe. Oh, and look at you now!
No, I'm sorry.
Look at you
I'm
now!
Sorry. I'm sorry. We're not the same. We're not the same. I ate with that. Look, that is not the same.
God. Is that supposed to be, was it Mew?
Meow.
Meow? Okay. No.
You're wearing a sheepskin fur.
Yeah.
Fur.
I look sickly.
Yeah.
Like the skin looks sickly.
Yeah. And the wig with it is.
I look like Gore the God Killer from Thor Love and Thunder.
Yes.
Deep cut.
This is cursed.
Cursed, yeah.
Great. Agreed.
I reviewed this one. Oh my god. It's like he thought he was eating in a way that he is not.
Yeah.
And that's the part that makes it uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
That's
I'm
the part that
cringe.
Makes it very a pretty cringe.
It's not even like cursed, it's cringe.
Yeah, the castle's off center, which bothers me. And also his kind of highlights how his gait is kind of off.
And his stance is weird too.
Yeah, it's all a little off.
You do all that work and I know how to stand on a red carpet,
right.
You know?
Tea.
Practice, yeah, practice in a mirror.
Yeah, cringe. Sorry,
mama. It's face on face.
Everyone, I saw the video of the person who designed this, how they made it and how they had like no time to make
what?
It.
Really?
It was a very last minute idea.
Absolutely.
The most thing I've ever seen. They hand painted her on everything.
Wow.
It's amazing. And
incredible.
That skirt. Oh, and the head on top of her head. It is so good.
Oh, man.
You could put that on the screen all day. I will. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this from The Traitors?
Yeah. Alan
is
Cumming.
Is it The Traitors or just Traitors?
I think it's The Traitors.
I'm going cringe.
There, I will say, some days he does more than others.
And I would say he had a lot of better outfits than this. It's very cringe.
This is what is going on. Where is the focus?
It's hats on hats on hats. It's worse. Yeah. It's definitely.
We need to refine.
I had less hats on hats in my cat.
That's
picture,
true.
So, maybe it was a little bit better than.
No cat picture.
But it is too many things. You got the fur on top. You got the harness on top of the plate. You could have done just the plate.
The fur on top of the harness on top of the plate.
And the gauntlets. It could have just been the plate and the kilt.
I'm so out on this. It's actually insane.
Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am. Whoa, the head next to, it's your husband.
Yes, it was my Halloween outfit last year. I played a pregnant praying mantis that is eating the head of its lover that impregnated them. Because that's what they do.
Wow.
And it tells a story. And that's like that viral drag queen's performance.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that was a thing until someone showed me the videos. And that drag queen was on the last season of Drag Race, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it was a viral thing that they had done in their show before being on RuPaul's Drag Race. And so I guess it was controversial and people were like bummed. They're like, why did you do the same thing that you do all the time?
It's their thing though.
I know. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
Had everybody gagging.
It's like, I'm on the platform.
Good.
So I'm going to do the thing that I do best on the platform.
This is camp. How did you source the head?
I bought it. Amazon. Oh.
Really?
And I had like a mannequin head already. Don't ask why. I put it over the mannequin head.
Lady Gaga 2020.
What is happening here?
Yeah, she's like an angelfish.
Yeah, angelfish. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's an angelfish clownfish vibe.
Okay.
That's incredible.
I'm going to go with camp.
That's very camp.
Very camp.
No question. Current camp.
Current camp.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. He's camp.
I'm going to go cursed because of the filed down teeth.
Yeah, the picture.
Filed down teeth?
Yeah.
You see, they give a little bit of filed down.
Oh, yeah.
But have you seen his photo shoot? That one he did for, was it GQ? The very campy photo shoot he did? It was so good. It kind of upped his coolness. Yeah, see the big muscle suit?
Uh-huh.
See the white?
Oh, that's fun.
And like the one on the white psych too. He did a bunch of different very cool ones.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
like the
fun.
And then the one
that's
with the liquid death. And that shiny him being shiny.
It's giving League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The one there, he's like.
Wow, his legs. Are those fake?
Those are fake.
Those are fake. Those are muscle suit. I love it. He kind of went camp with it, you know?
That's great. I love that.
But that picture itself was cursed. I'm sorry. Look at him. He's kind of funny.
Yeah.
He's kind of funny.
He's kind of funny. But this is cursed. What do you think he was saying? Hi.
I like the tongue is like in between the teeth too. It's like a little.
Yeah, it's like
oh, he's crazy. Oh my gosh, you can't take him outside. Oh my god,
can't take you anywhere. All right, that concludes cringe, cursed, cramp. Courtney. Thank you for playing, Mac. That was our first time playing that game before.
I'm glad I could.
Thank you. How did you like it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the pictures of me, you know.
Was that game cringe, curse, cramp?
Cramp?
Cramp.
It was very cramp.
It was so
very
cramp.
Cramp.
Mac, how do you get into new creators?
The magical service of YouTube recommendations, you know? Primarily. Yeah.
Who are you into right now?
Ooh. Not really creators right now. I'm into a lot of criminal psychology.
Oh,
I've been watching.
Yeah.
A lot of those like interrogation videos. Like they break down being like, how interrogators get the criminals to basically confess.
Yeah.
What I've learned is if you've done the crime and you're asked to go into interrogation room,
yeah,
like 90% of the chance, they already know you did it. And
isn't
it's
got
to get you to admit it, basically. And
it is so wild. I love when it's like that little, that voice that's like, you can tell in this moment that the interrogator hasn't been pinned against a wall emotionally and he's about to confess.
You see how the suspect shifted his body when asked this question because he was holed off in reserve. You know, it's like, wow.
His demeanor was completely different when nobody was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to go to the interrogation room?
I think because they want to seem willing and like they're not.
Yeah, like they're not.
Yeah, but don't you know to ask for a lawyer? Don't you know you don't have to?
A lot of them don't.
That is
some
so
of them,
dumb.
Or the interrogators can be very good at kind of working around.
Making them
that.
Feel like, they don't know anything about the situation. So, like, we're just going to ask you a few questions. It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't need a lawyer or anything.
Yeah. Is there a part of you that likes to dissect interactions like that?
Yeah, I think I just like the psychology of liars. It's very interesting to see specifically that the criminal psychology and like, how they find out how they're lying, how they get them to tell the truth and all that mm-hmm. stuff. It's very interesting to see the videos of them walking in thinking they can
manipulate
the master manipulators of the whole situation, which are the interrogators, you know?
No, I think there's so much like bravery and gall for the interrogator to be able to push, mm-hmm. you know, or like when they get to a point where you can tell that the interrogators are sitting closer and closer to the person.
Or like the moment they know when to turn on emotions and turn off the emotions, the pressure. It's like an art. It's art.
It
it's
is art. Art form. When they're pretending to empathize and be like, listen, I know it was probably an accident, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, like, oh yeah.
That is an art. Mm-hmm. It's a dance. Mac, what's something you miss about the internet like 5 to 10 years ago?
Community. No.
Community shifts. It definitely shifts.
5 to 10 years ago, I, shorter videos, you know, making shorter videos was a great time.
Honestly,
very fun. I miss challenge videos, low key. Like when that was like a very popular thing that everyone was doing. Or like, what was it? Nail Polish Mountain.
Oh yeah. 100 coats of everything. When Jenna Marbles did 100 coats of hairspray, 100 coats of nail polish, 100 coats of mascara.
Whoa.
It took so much less to be entertained. Now it's like, we need 100 layers of nail polish, 100 people in one small box, mm-hmm. and the last one in the box doesn't die.
I've put 100 nail technicians in a room, and the first one to
kiss me on the mouth.
Oh.
First one to make a French tip out of a carpet wins $1 million or something. You
know? That was better than mine. Did you watch a lot of challenges on YouTube?
No, I never watched a lot of YouTube. In
no accents.
Oh, shit.
Guess we didn't need the soundboard at all.
You have soundboard chance. Was the friends we made.
We did it. Wow. Well, we're out of time.
Oh, we are?
Can you believe it?
That was so fast.
Is there anything that we didn't get to talk about that you wish you could touch on?
I'm gay. The whole room.
Mac. So you've been lying to us the whole time.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you so much for watching. Wow, Mac. Thank you so much for coming on and being on yet another one of our shows. We love to have you here always.
Thank you for having me.
Why aren't you a Smosh cast member at this point?
I don't know. Ask everyone else.
Oh.
I'm waiting for the email, you know?
Okay, and you know what? You're right. Got to make sure you're checking those emails.
Checking those emails.
What are you going to do? Okay, this must end. You must come back sometime.
Of course, yes. Okay. I got so much more internet stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Amazing, amazing. Well, Chance, would you like to say anything before we go?
No.
No?
No.
Not a thing.
You want me to say something?
Yeah, say something.
Live your best life. And if you're not living your best life, be a cat.
Was that Camp Kirster?
Maybe it was all of them.
It's all above, yeah.
Okay, thank you again, Mac. Is there anything you want to shout out that you're up to, that you're doing? I mean, everybody should obviously check out your channel.
Check out my channel, Mac Does It. I feel like for a good year and a half, I was really being slow on my whole YouTube game because I was mentally dealing with stuff, but I'm back. I've been bouncing back. I've been really enjoying YouTube more than ever before. Yay. So yeah, check me out. I've been having fun. I have two channels now too. Mac Does It Plus as well.
Back and better than ever. Check them out. Thank you so much, Mac. Thank you, Chance, for being my buddy. And thanks everyone for hanging out with us. I hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. Love you. Ooh. Do it. Okay.
Uh-oh. Bye.
Bye. That was a new one.
What a weird one. I haven't used that the whole time.